We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Well, it's time for Alabama against Tennessee, and one of this game's honorary captains will be Johnny Musso. We talked earlier in the week with Robin Parkhouse. Now we're pleased to welcome former Crimson Tide running back Johnny Musso to the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And Roll Tide, Johnny, how's everything going?
Well, it's going great. Thank you. Roll Tide back at you.
You excited to get back to Tuscaloosa as long with Robin Parkhouse and the rest of the 1971 SEC Championship team?
I'm very excited. We had a lot of great players on that team and a lot of good friends and a lot of memories roaming around between us. So we're excited to get back.
What stands out to you the most about that 1971 team? Because the Alabama had, of course, won some national championships in the 60s, won SEC titles as well. But it was really that 71 team that helped get Alabama back to where it wanted to be.
I think you said it well. We were a team that was a lot different program when we, when we left. I think it was in a lot better shape when we left. They had had some pretty poor years for Alabama's team that followed. You know, those teams in the 60s that won national championships, and I think we kind of set the program for the pace for the teams that followed us. We went from a passing team that was there in the 60s with Namath and Stabler and Sloan and Scott Hunter. And then we transitioned into a wishbone team and a running team that kind of paved the way for the 70s and really was Alabama's best decade until most recently. So we felt like we were a team that was pivotal and kind of made a difference. So it was a good run. It was a good feeling in retrospect to have played through that era, even though it was a hard era to play in.
Yeah, and looking back at that time, first of all, as a running back, what was your reaction when you heard that the wishbone was coming to Alabama, and then how did that offense really fit your strengths?
Wow. Even before we went to the wishbone, my junior year of the 70 season, we started running the ball. We started to get away from the being a primary passing team to a primary running team. We did pass a lot, but we started emphasizing the run and being fundamentally sound. And then we went all the way to the wishbone the following year, which kind of solidified that decision that was made sometime the year before to really emphasize the run. And we had good backs, but the heart of our team was we had an All-American center and two All-American guards. Now, they were All-American, some of them, in the years to come. Like John Hannah was a sophomore, and you know, then he was a junior the 71 year and a senior the following year. But we had great offensive linemen, and we had a quarterback that really knew how to run the offense. Terry Davis was probably not a name that a lot of people will, you know, recognize, but he was a great wishbone quarterback. I mean, it was, the offense was made for him, and he ran it so well. And so our team was, it just happened to be, we really had the personnel to run that offense.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And you certainly ran it well in 1971. And this is Tennessee Week. Any memories from the matchup with the Volunteers back in 1970, you remember?
Well, I remember the years before, the sophomore and junior year, they beat us up a bit. And I do remember that we kind of even the score in 71. I know it was a really hard-fought game. And but that rivalry back then was, you know, only second to Auburn, and it was not a distant second either. I mean, it was a really there was a lot of rivalry there. And so, yeah, I remember the Tennessee games well, and they were always a really hard battle and a real physical game.
How would you describe your running style? When we visited with Robin Parkhouse earlier in the week, he talked about, you know, no one could solo tackle you. Everyone had to gang tackle you. Is that how you felt when you were running the football?
No, I just felt like I was always stumbling, trying to fall forward. But I don't know. I didn't have a great speed. I had good balance, and I had good lateral movement, and so I could avoid the initial contact. But I just didn't have enough speed to take it all the way. So I ended up fighting for my yards. And I don't really know how to. I look at the game, any game film I have, and I think, man, did I ever get gain over 5 yards? It seems like they were all short runs. So I don't know. I don't know that I had a really very glamorous running style.
Hey, those yards certainly add up. And, of course, you got to play for the legendary Paul Bear Bryant. And I always love asking players that played for Coach Bryant, what sticks out to you the most about him and the life lessons he taught you, along with the football, but still the life lessons you use to this day?
Well, he did tell you the value of hard work and of having a goal and keeping your eyes on it and surrounding yourself with good people. And those are great, great lessons. Coach Bryant's really, his persona was different than any, I've never met anyone before or since that, you know, just the person who they are, just as it people were in awe of him, just his appearance and just to be in his presence. It was just a unique, he just had this persona that was really different. He was a really big man. He was really stocky and strong looking. He had this leathered face. He was a really unusual person, the way he talked. And he was a great, great motivator. And a lot of his motivation was because he had this persona and that he had this intimidating factor that, you always felt in awe of his presence, and that really put him in a good position to motivate players, and players followed him, and they, you know, when he said something, you believed him, and, you know, he was just a great leader. I don't know how else to say it.
He certainly was. And for you, we know you're coming back to Tuscaloosa this weekend for the Tennessee game along with your 1971 teammates. But what have you been up to in the last several years? How's everything going for you?
Well, I'm a very blessed person. The good Lord's blessed me in many, many ways. We've got 5 kids and 10 grandkids. And my youngest is having a little baby in January. He'll be number 11. And so we've got great community of friends and family, and so I just feel extremely blessed. We got a lot of roots in Alabama and Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, and just really, really grateful for the life that God's given me to live.
Johnny Musso, we can't wait to have you back on campus here at the University of Alabama coming up this weekend. Just safe travels, and thank you for joining us on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thank you very much, Roger. God bless.